Hello, good people of River State. My dear friends, welcome to another edition of your favorite weekend character building show, Rive Ethics. My name is Honorable Mrs. Vivian Braid. I am an administrator. I'll be speaking today on the topic, Raising Responsible Children, Better Society. Before we begin, let's listen to an ongoing message from Her Excellency, Honorable Justice Eberechi Suzette Nyesomwike, the initiator of Rive Ethics.
Our dear people of River State, I bring you greetings on yet another lovely episode of Rive Ethics on Radio, our weekend character building show. I welcome all the distinguished ladies, gentlemen, boys and girls who have tuned in today to learn from the life-changing information we constantly share on this program. Please, let me also use this opportunity to welcome all the distinguished members of the Nigerian Bar Association who have come from all parts of Nigeria into our beautiful Garden City to attend the 56th anniversary of the annual general conference of the association. Welcome everyone to Rive Ethics on Radio. Today's episode is taking us back to the roots of character formation and value orientation, which is the family unit. The family is the engine of the growth and development of every child and even adults. The family is where love is and where values can be a constant feature in conversations and an integral part of our day-to-day interactions. It is advisable that we pay attention to the fundamental principles of life and ensure to pass these values to the younger generation. Let us consider some perspectives. Discovering the best in others helps bring out the best in us, and the opposite is also true. Life gives us happiness so we can always smile. Trials come our way to make us strong. Sorrows happen to keep us human. Failure keeps us humble. Success keeps us glowing. Family and friends keep us going regardless of all that happens. Integrity is making choices based on values rather than on personal gain. Apologizing does not always mean that you're wrong and the other person is right. It just means that you value a relationship more than your ego and always love to keep the peace. It is not a sign of weakness, but that of strength. Please think of this. If we bring values to our children's lives today, we shall be their heroes and heroines forever. Our guest speaker today is Honorable Mrs. Vivian Braid, and she's a distinguished administrator who has served River State in different capacities. She will be sharing valuable insights on the importance of the family in raising responsible children for a better society. Please enjoy this episode and learn from it by ensuring that you apply the lessons. Our lovely people of River State, always let your manners speak for you. God bless and keep you all, and God bless River State.
Don't run the other man down. Don't wish him bad. No, no. There are better things to do. Better pastimes around. Careless talk is not the right way. Love River State or leave her alone. Don't pull her down. No, no. Think what you can do for her. Engage yourself in meaningful activities. No room for gossips. Do something meaningful.
Welcome back. If you are just joining us, this is Rive Ethics on Radio. I am Honorable Mrs. Vivian Braid, your host for today, and I'll be speaking on Raising Responsible Children, Better Society. Parenting is very important in the nurturing of our children. This is the raising of our children with all the responsibilities and activities, especially the love, the care, and guidance by parents. Raising children has three major objectives: ensuring children's health and safety, preparing children for life as productive adults, and transmitting family norms and cultural values. Now we talk about the family. The family is the mainstay of the society. A high quality parent-child relationship is critical for a healthy development of the child and the society. Raising responsible children is a joint task for father and the mother. Although God has made it possible for mothers to be the first contact a child makes and most dominant in the upbringing of a child from pregnancy to birth. First hugs and kisses, first person a baby sees as he or she opens his or her eyes. The family, which is the father, mother, and children, is an integral unit of the society, and you can't take away the children or their parents away from the society, because none of us live in isolation. The family institution is not made up of just people living under the same roof, who are brought together by mere biological happenstance. A family is made up of married, unquote, married father and mother, and their children, biological or adopted. A family is where parents love themselves, gives care, respect one another, each with their responsibilities and reciprocal obligations to themselves and to their children, instilling and impacting and showing good examples in their children. It is also where children are made to live with a high sense of responsibility and the fear of God within and outside the home, especially in the society they live in. When children are well brought up, it's very easy for them to mingle with the outside society. If children are well taken care of and are loved by their parents, the love radiates wherever they go to. Children who are well taken care of by their parents, who are loved and instill good habits, will stick out in the midst of every other child. A well brought up child will always say thank you when they receive gifts from people. A well brought up child will always get up from the seat for an adult to sit down. These are things that were instilled in the years past. The society is quite different from then, because the children now, either the parents haven't got the time to bring them up the way we were brought up, or they're too busy. One way or the other, things have changed. The family is also where children are made to live with a high sense of responsibility and the fear of God within them, at home and outside the home. It is also where children are taught in love and not bullied. The family is where the children are involved in the growth of the family and not like a property to be used how and when by parents. The family is where parents stand tall as icons of discipline, role models, and with very high level of integrity. The bond between the father and mother, a husband and the wife, is very strong and should not be taken for granted or should not be allowed to break down. Raising a family and sustaining a marriage is a challenge. However, at stake is not only the health of the individual family, but also the prosperity and future of the society. The success or failure of the bond in the family makes the society a good society or a bad one. There are a lot of benefits of a stable family in the society. One might think that family matters are entirely personal and are detached from the surrounding society, but it is not so, because none of us live in isolation. None of us are born as mere individuals. We come to this world with a network of pre-existing relationships, bonds, and obligation, both familial and civil. Families and their practices are highly significant to the local communities, the states, the nation, and the general society, because it is where children learn and accept the values and norms of the society. This brings to mind the popular Proverbs 22:6, that you train a child the way they will go. When they grow old, they will not depart from it. The family establishes personalities through the emotional relationship between the parents. The emotional relationship gives the support and security needed to cope in the wider society. A child who is well loved, who is well brought up, who has confidence in his home, will exude that same confidence outside the home, be it in the classroom, be it at work if they are adults. These children are not disturbed. Their personality are never in question. Children whose parents stay together have the tendency to excel in every direction. They don't have to face poverty. They don't have to face life struggles because they are well directed. Being together in a home and being part of a family that is growing really do not have anything to do with how much money your parents have. It has a lot to do with the unity of the family. It has a lot to do with the person who is at the helm of the affair. That is our father in the homes. When a father walks tall in discipline, in self-respect, in integrity, the children have no other choice than to follow suit. When you see a child that is well brought up, you can tell very easily. And people will always appreciate such children because they make a lot of difference wherever they go to. A two-parent household is the ideal environment for raising healthy, hardworking, and motivated children who will be productive in the society. The future of the society is highly dependent on individuals who come from stable families. You can see what happens around generally in our society. Some of the people who are in offices probably wouldn't need to behave the way they are doing or manage the way they are managing because they don't come from very stable homes. Don't get me right, some people come from very unstable homes, but they may have had people who they look up to as role models. It may not be their parents, but somebody they've come to observe over the years. Maybe their grandmother, maybe an aunt, but a good family background helps the entirety of the society. If a badly brought up child is in a community, probably he steals, he has other vices, the community will not be at peace, and the society as a whole will not benefit from the presence of that person in the community. Okay, friends, we'll now go for a short break. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Hello? Mama, they mad. They know they spoil picking like this. If you do bad thing, tell them one time. If you leave your pikin till he spoil finish, well, what happens, Gary Bidato? No let your girl pikin turn waka jube, na so other people go dey curse you. See him pikin, na so man is sabi, book will not gree enter head again. But if you just see man in eye go turn, he good so. Or that one when they talk same and not plenty, so therefore na rush, then go dey rush the one when they, I beg, na bad life be that. Every woman get man. Not true, they tell you so. If woman put head for ground, opening eye and ear well, to leave or cool. Make una hold una pikin with a strong handle so that then go be better people.
Do your children know the difference between what's right and wrong? It's up to you to show them. Shouldn't take you long to teach them to be honest, be humble and sincere, to build a better nation. That's the reason why we're here. A bright future for our children is a parent's responsibility.
Yes, parents, Do you realize that you are responsible to your children? You have to show them how to become decent, law-abiding citizens, free from all forms of tribal discrimination and petty jealousy. Teach them the value of money and that riches only come from hard work. Teach them to be courteous to others at all times, to help others without expecting payment. Parents, your job is to set a good example. Your children will surely copy you.
If you set a good example, your children will surely copy you.
Welcome back. If you are joining us now, this is Riv Ethics on radio, and your guest is still Mrs. Vivian Braid, and we're still talking about raising responsible children, how it affects the society. Raising responsible children, how do you raise responsible children? We raise responsible children by the character of the parents, by doing things that the children are seeing. The children learn their environment. Everything you do in the environment, the children are watching. So to be able to raise proper children, a parent also should be a proper parent, both father and mother. That you are a parent doesn't mean that you are faultless, because you were once a child as well. Raising young adults and little kids, you have to be consistent in the course of grooming your children. Inconsistency in raising children brings children to a lot of confusion. Take for instance, a family that wakes up every morning to pray at 6 a.m. A child is observing and knows that every 6 a.m. mommy and daddy will call for prayers, either in the private chapel or in the particular gathering point where they choose. If you're not consistent with that type of behavior, you are training a child who will live in inconsistency. Children adapt very easily. They pick up the good ones, they pick up the bad ones. It is for you to nip at the bud when you see that they are picking up bad habits. You can also raise responsible children by setting standards for the children. Standards, a way of life, family norms, by telling them stories about how you were also brought up, things you should do and things you shouldn't do, things you will do to make the family name grow or not put down the family name. Responsible children can be raised by parents who are God-fearing. You can raise responsible children by teaching them. Maybe after they've come back from school, you can request for their homeworks, ask for whatever they've done at school for that day. You'll be able to guide them by looking at their books. Mothers particularly, it's traditionally known that mothers have more time than the fathers. So as a mother, you make sure that your son or your daughter is up to date with his or her assignments. Even when you're speaking on the phone with your friends as a mother, you'll use languages that are adaptable to children. You speak nicely to people. You talk to your housekeepers, you talk to your drivers nicely. And when the children see that you talk to people nicely, no matter whether they're your subordinates, whether they are poor people or rich people, they will learn that it is nice to be nice to everybody without minding whether they are rich or poor. Like I've said earlier, children live by example. All these are examples and ways of life. You are the Bible your children read every day. How do you behave? How do you respond to questions asked to you? How do you behave when you are angry? Do you raise your voices? The children are also learning. Are you antagonistic to people? The children are learning. Do you have bad habits? Do you tell lies? Your children are observing. A lot of people tell what they call simple lies that they think doesn't matter. It really matters. When you're at home and you tell the children, "I'm not at home," A visitor is at the gate. Tell them I'm not around. The children are observing. They are learning how to tell lies, how to make phone calls. I'm not in town, but you're sitting right in the middle of your living room. The children are also learning. When you raise very good children, the society will be very happy for it. We'll be right back.
Una mama and papa, confesso. Una I de una pikin body so. Make una not just decidon ruko, I don't burn and finish. Anything you like, make it do. If your girl pikin lazy for house, enough it to do anything. When you come out go marry, na you in mama, na ain't husband then go the cost. If your pikin begin smoke wee wee, you know no person way big pass him. So cost fully mort. You don't spoil and finish with that. Na him be cricket when fire don't burn finish, then say, ah, see as oil and fooling body. Put eye for the thing when your pikin they do. Una hear?
Now take I come out where your pikin they oh. Anywhere, oh, any day, oh, anytime, oh. If he good do na your own, if he bad na you make him so. Now take I come out where you begin deo. Anywhere, any day, any time. If he good do na your own, if he bad na you make him so.
Hello? Mama, dey, ma. They know they spoil pikin like this. If he do bad thing, tell him one time. If you leave your pikin till he spoil finish, well, what happens, gari be dat o? No let your girl pikin turn waka jube. Na so other people go dey curse you. See him pikin. Na so man is sabi. Book will not gree enter head again. But if he just see man in eye go turn, he good so. Or that one when they talk same and not plenty. So therefore, na rush, then go they rush the one when they, I beg, na bad life be that. Every woman get man. Na true, I tell you so. If woman put head for ground, opening eye and ear well, to leave or cool. Make una hold una begin with a strong handle, so that then go be better people.
Welcome back. Thanks for joining us. We will be concluding this edition of the Reeve Ethics on Radio. The society will be a better place if the children are well brought up. The parents are to put hands together to raise a better family. It is not only the mother or the father who is always seen as the financial assistant in the house. Raising of children and quality children is a task of both parents. You give them your quality time, you educate them, you expose them to good books to read, you associate them with other good families where they can learn from. Please today, let's begin to groom our children in the right direction. Let's teach them family norms that most of us have forgotten, things we used to do in the past. Let's begin to teach them and make River State a better place for all of us.
Do your children know the difference between what's right and wrong? It's up to you to show them. It shouldn't take you long to teach them to be honest, be humble and sincere. Build a better nation, that's the reason why we're here. A bright future for our children is a parent's responsibility.
Yes, parents. Do you realize that you are responsible to your children? You have to show them how to become decent, law-abiding citizens, free from all forms of tribal discrimination and petty jealousy. Teach them the value of money and that riches only come from hard work. Teach them to be courteous to others at all times, to help others without expecting payment. Parents, your job is to set a good example. Your children will surely copy you.
If you set a good example, your children will surely copy you.
Dear friends, this is the much we can take in today's edition on Rev Ethics on Radio. I hope it made some difference as we all continue to work together to make our society better. If you missed parts of this program or want to listen to it again, please visit our website www.revethics.com. You can also listen to and download previous episodes of the program from the website. The conversation also continues on Facebook and Twitter via @RevEthics. You can also call us on the following phone numbers: 0808-917-7707, 0808-917-7707, and 0902-917-7706. Don't forget, this program airs every Saturday on the following times and stations: Nigeria Info 92.3 FM by 8:30 in the morning, Radio Rivers 99.1 FM from 9 to 10 o'clock in the morning, Rhythm 93.7 FM by 2:30 in the afternoon, with a repeat broadcast same time on Sundays, and Treasure 98.5 FM by 6:30 in the evening. There's also a special Pidgin English version on Wazobia 94.1 FM by 5 in the evening. Until same time next week, remember to let your manners speak for you. I remain yours, Vivian Braid. Have a blessed week ahead.
Don't run the other man down. Don't wish him bad. No, no. There are better things to do. Better pastimes around. Careless talk is not the right way. Love River State or leave her alone. Don't pull her down. No, no. Think what you can do for her. Engage yourself in meaningful activities. No room for gossips. Do something meaningful.